Time to bring in North Ridgeville coach Ben Chase. And Ben, is this year number two for you coming up?
Year number two.
All right. So I always think that's interesting when you go from that first year to the second year. What did you learn last year that can help you this year?
Last year we were putting in the system, putting in offense, defense, philosophy, style of play, and this year is just really building on that right now and building the consistency top to bottom in the program, and learned a lot as far as managing the program, how much it is, but then also how I actually have changed as a coach over 1 year. I feel like I don't have to yell and scream as much this year, making sure that I just build those relationships, and you know, really excited to be in year two here. I think it's going to be a lot better than year one.
And just learn how to answer stupid questions from media, right?
Yeah, the interviews were definitely an adjustment for sure, especially post-game, like wins or losses, emotions are all over the place, and, man, those were tough.
Right.
Had some bad answers, some good answers, but we'll be ready to go this year.
Something tells me this year you're going to have more wins than losses.
I hope so. That's the plan. That's always the plan, right?
Other coaches are, you know, they're saying they believe you're very athletic, you know, and of course the conference is very tough, you know.
Every year is tough. Yeah.
But you know, other coaches realize the good job you're doing, and they feel like you're going to have a pretty good team this year. What I know they mentioned athletic. You know, they feel like your team is very athletic. What are some kids, or what are some names of some players that you're, you know, counting on?
Yeah, we're bringing back 4-year starter Jake Boynar, who's a lot leaner, stronger, more athletic. He's been putting a lot of time in the weight room this fall, and he'll be a force this year for sure in the conference. We're bringing back Colin Jones Jr. He had a pretty good sophomore year, but we're looking for him to really break out this year. And then our point guard, who started all games last year as a sophomore, is Griff Teray. Very talented player. So those three guys are really going to be, you know, some killers for us in our core. So hopefully they'll be able to do a lot of the work this year. But we're excited. You know, a lot of people might say that we're athletic, but I think we're more skilled.
Okay.
I'm a huge skill development guy, huge footwork guy, and that's I'm trying to be the more skilled
Definitely.
Team every single night.
I know you put in
so
the time.
For our listeners, what's the difference between being skilled and being athletic? Tell us what you're describing.
You know, athlete – you know, you get advantages just by being athletic, but if you can work on footwork, get consistent footwork, you know, making sure when you're driving the lane you have different protection plans in place to make sure that we're limiting turnovers and still creating advantages for our guys, and that's going to be, you know, even more helpful. And if you have an athletic guy that is skilled, he's going to be very successful and the team will be very successful. So I feel like we got a pretty good combination of that this year.
How have you guys looked into your scrimmages so far?
Really good. We're just improving defensively. Last year we weren't good enough defensively. That's why we were 12-12. We just weren't consistent enough. I think scoring the ball was pretty natural for us last year, but we've definitely added some three-point shooting as well, and I think we're scoring at a very high level with anybody that we play with right now, which is exciting. But if we can continue to work on that defensive aspect and get more consistent in the half court, it'll be much better.
How about defensive philosophy? I mean, are you playing full court? Are you what are you planning on doing defensively to help create your offense?
Yeah, our defensive identity is just disrupt timing, disrupt rhythm, making sure that, you know, teams aren't able to just run offense all the time with us. We like to get up in full court and press when we have advantages in that area, but we want to make sure that we're really pressuring them and very specific with our stuff in the half court. Just making sure we speed the game up, making sure the other team plays at our pace that we wanted to play.
How about your bench? I mean, you counting on, you know, if you're going to play fast tempo, do you have some bench strength that you think
yeah.
would help, you know, spell kids from then?
Yeah, that hurt us last year for sure. We really only had two guys off the bench that we counted on. This year we really feel like we can bring probably four guys off the bench. We can go nine deep, which will be really huge for us. You know, that only helps. You know, but we're pushing them really hard in practice right now to make sure we get in shape and we're ready to go.
I know you downplayed last year, but, you know, 12-12 is not, you know, you had some youth, you know, and in a tough conference, you know, I think that's pretty successful for a first-year coach. And then you build on that, you know, from here on. I know when you mentioned that, I used to always tell our kids, don't let them do what they practice. You know,
exactly.
When we're playing defense, don't let them do what their coach has been practicing all week. Make them play something different. Make them do something different, which then, you know, hopefully exposes some weaknesses in them.
Yeah, offensively and defensively with our play style, we want to make sure teams are practicing for us, practicing for our style and specific things that we do on each side of the ball. We think that that'll happen this year. We think it gives us an advantage for sure.
Who do you open up with this
We
year?
Open up in the DeFranco tournament with Fire.
Oh, that's right. I knew
and then
that.
we'll go to Padua, and then we'll go home opener versus Amherst.
Okay.
I believe last year you guys were in the DeFranco tournament, if I'm not
It right. was against Firelands as well.
That's what I thought. So what does it mean to you guys to be in that? And it's a big day and, of course, a great celebration for the life of Troy and his dad, Bob, and just to be part of that. Of course, Bob was integral at North Ridgeville. You know, what does that mean? And then the other part of that would be, you know, to play 1 in the afternoon. Any concerns there?
Last year it was the same time. We got him up a little bit earlier just to make sure, you know, kids weren't sleeping till noon. But, no, it's a big deal. We'll play in it every single year. We get the opportunity. We feel like it's a great chance. And we'd love to open before the holidays as well. I think that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know, really going 4 straight weeks of practice, we were able to go about 3, 3.5 until our first game.
How good can this year's team be?
As good as they want it to be. I've been preaching player-led team. Player-led team will reach higher potential than a coach-led team 10 times out of 10. And we've been preaching that mentality. We've seen great leadership across the board this year. So certainly have some high expectations, but we got to make sure we focus on the process more than the result.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like the chemistry's there, which is the hardest thing to coach if
that's,
it's not there.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference from last year. I feel like last year we had sophomores, juniors, seniors all on the same team, really trying to mix all of those in. And really it's hard when your sophomores are your most talented guys on the team. And now juniors, you know, we feel like we got a really good core of kids and they like each other. Yeah. I mean, they were singing on the bus ride home the other day. Like, we didn't have that last year, and that's a big deal.
It is. No
it covers up
it.
A lot of problems.
I was going to ask, you know, is you guys are coaches, and for an outsider, you know, I'm thinking, okay, X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's, and you either got the guys or you don't. But how important is that chemistry, and what does it mean if you've got good chemistry? And maybe the flip side of it is, what if you don't? Like, how bad can that be? And either one of you can answer on that.
Yeah, I mean, and John knows it too, like, basketball season's 4, 4.5 months, and it's a roller coaster. You're going to lose games that you shouldn't. You're going to win games that you shouldn't. And what you depend on and how high you can go as a team is how much they like each other and how much they bond on and off the court. And when adversity hits, what are they going to do?
Exactly. That's what's going to help you through the rough spots.
I agree.
And, you know, encourage the winning. You know, once you start winning, you know, it's a great feeling. And if they feel like they've all been a part of it and they buy in, that's just going to – and it's more fun to coach a team that way, too.
It's been a lot of fun this year. I'm really excited. It's a great group.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. That's important.
Well, we're just trying to get these next coaches lined up here. So, Ben, we really appreciate you taking the time. We're going to get Eric Smith to jump in here. We're running a little bit behind. So, Eric Smith, the head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman, just jumped in. So, we're gonna bring him on and Coach Chase, I want to wish you the best of luck. I know we'll see you at the DeFranco tournament. Look forward to seeing you throughout the season as well.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, good luck, Ben.
Thank you.
That's Ben Chase, the head basketball coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers. And